The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and seven government ministers, recorded on August 22, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Our subject matter of Krishna Consciousness Movement is that systematize the progress of human society should be systematized according to Shastra. Just like your government, it is conducted under certain rules and regulations. You have to refer to the government regulative principles and expert government officers they have selected. Formerly it was ICS, now it is IAS. That means reference to the authorities. Similarly, there are authorities which are called Shastra. Shasdhatu means to rule. From Shasdhatu, Shastra and Shastra. Shastra means weapon. If you do not act according to the Shastra, then there is Shastra. Shastra is a government. If you violate the rules of the government, then there is police department, there is military department, which will force you to accept the government regulation. And from the same Shasdhatu is Shishya, one who voluntarily accepts the discipline. Yashastra vidhimutrija vattate kamakara na siddhim sa bhavnati na sukham na param. The aim of human life is parangati. Parangati means the supreme perfection. Gati means progress. And param means the supreme. Our life is progressing. By evolution, we have come to this human form of life. Through many forms of life. Jalyanam lakhani sthavara lakhavinsati kirvayo riddha samkhaka pakshinam dasalakshakam, like that. In the beginning there was water, so the living entities were aquatics. Then, as the land came out, sthavara, then plants, creepers, trees. So we had to pass through 9 lakh species of life in the water. Then trees, plants, 2 millions, 20 lakhs. In this way, there are 8,400,000 species of life, and when you come to the human form of life, bahunam janmanam ante, we get this form of life. Now we have to select paragati or adhogati. If we are given the chance of human form of life, a further advancement. And that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva pratardi iman, kitlim janti kitlim pratar, bhute janti janti mu, mag jari no pi janti ma. So, if you worship the demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Janti, Deva, Prata, Devan, then you can go to the higher planetary system. They are trying to go to the moon planet. In that way it is not possible. You have to be qualified to go there. Not by machine, by force you can go there. That is not possible. Janti, Deva, Prata, Devan. So, and also you can go madhyajino pi janti maam. You can go to the Supreme Personality of God. So we have to make choice in this human form of life. Actually, the aim should be to go back home, back to Godhead. Jadgatyana nivattante tadhyamam paramam mama abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravarti navartu. Otherwise, within this material world, even if you go to the higher planetary system, then punaravarti, you have to come back again. So now, the human form of life should be properly utilized. If we think that this life is everything, that is wrong conception of life. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehan kalaprati. You have to change this body. Transmigration of the soul. So by transmigration of the soul, we have got this human form of life. If we properly utilize it, then we can make further progress. And if we do not, if we keep ourselves as animals, then we degrade. Adho gacchanti tamasa. Urdham gacchanti sattasva murte tishthanti rajasa. Jaghanna gunamittisya adho gacchanti tamasa. So nature's law is there. Prakitakiramanani gunai karmani sadosa. We are not independent. We are dependent under the laws of material nature. So we should properly utilize this human form of life. And government or king means to guide the citizens how to make progress of life. That is the duty of the government. They should be given all chances to make progress. So formally, all the kings are responsible for the progress of the citizens, progress of life. The same principle should be followed. That is the statement of the Shastra. The Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, to maintain the body, just like we require the head, the arms, the belly, and the legs. Similarly, we must maintain the brain of the society, the Brahmana, and the arms of the society, Kshatriyas, and the belly of the society, the Vaishyas, and the legs of the society, the Shudra. Everything is required. Not that simply brain is required and leg is not required. No, everything is required under proper guidance for the total benefit of the society. So, direction is there, that is Shastra. The Shastra is there. If we do not care for the Shastra, whimsically manufacture our own ways of life, loss is things above, it will never be successful. Not sukham, and there will be no happiness. Not parad. Therefore, the whole process is jagyarthakam. Jagyarthakam mannatra lokayam karma bandhana. Jagyarth, jagga means the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Jagga means jagyasistasino santam uchanti sarvati. After performing jagga, if we enjoy life, then there is no sinful reaction. Otherwise, bhunyante te agam papam jepacchanti atmakara. So all directions are there in the Shastra, and the essence of all Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita. At the present moment, this Krishna consciousness movement is that it doesn't matter what kind of state it is, but it should follow the principle of yajna, yajnarthe karma. Otherwise, we shall be responsible. Just like, for example, a military man, what is his business? His business is killing. So, by the government order, he is killing, and the more number of enemies he kills, he gets medal, reward. But the same man, if he kills one man, he will be hanged for his own sense letting. He cannot argue that in the military camp, I have killed so many men and I was rewarded. And now I have killed one man and I am going to be hanged. Why? The question may be raised. No policeman will raise the question. That means that killing is under the superior order. And this killing is for your self-gratification. See, if we do anything for our sense gratification, then it will be tena yosa uchyate, is punishable. But if we execute the supreme order, then you are rewarded. The same action. We are requesting, therefore, everywhere, not only in India, all over the world, that act according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And gradually, they are accepting the principle. So why not in India? In India, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Still, in India, there are many devotees, many Krishna conscious persons, especially in this province. You are very great devotees of Balaji. Balaji is Krishna, Balakrishna. So, I wish that the government may be conducted under the guide of Balaji or Krishna. That is my wish. And the courts and the orders and the rules and regulations, they're all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and accept, consciously or unconsciously, that is our Indian culture, Vedic culture. Still, hundreds of thousands of people go to see Balaji and they contribute their hard-earned money for worshipping the Lord. This is the principle. Jagnarthi, Karmanatra, Loko, Kanomanna. I have seen in Balaji temple, mostly cultivators, they come stand whole day there just to offer something. Jagnarthi, for the satisfaction of the Lord. It's a great culture. Jagnarthi, Karmanatra. So, karma, ordinary creative activities should be carried on for jagyat, for the satisfaction of Balaji, for Krishna, not otherwise. The same what is gathered as contribution, it should be utilized for yajna. Because the money is given for yajna, not for other purposes. That is a fact. Of course, the money is there. The innocent villagers, they have given the money in good faith that Krishna and Balaji will accept it and their heart will be successful. Jagnyartha karma. Now, that money should be properly utilized for jagnyartha. Actually, everything belongs to God, Balaji. Ishavasamidam sarvam. We are claiming unnecessarily, this is mine. That is called maya. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. But we have claimed the Lord's property as our own. That is misgiving. Therefore, jagga is recommended. Return to the Supreme. Voluntary. That is called jagga. Vannasamachara hota purusena parapumar Vishnu aradhyate pungsang nannat patosukara. The Vannasam dharma, Brahman, Khatriya, Vaishya, this is planned just to teach the whole society how to perform yoga. Vannasamachara hota. Therefore, this is the beginning of human civilization, varnasana. How to return back? That's why Bali Maharaj obtained throughout the universe all the property, and he again returned to Bhavan. That was his success of life. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is an educational movement to teach people how one should voluntarily return the property of the Lord to the Lord. That is called yajna. Yajnartha karmanam lokah karmanam. For people actually suffering, not only this material life means suffering. We may say that we are very happy, but that is not a fact. Three kinds of miserable conditions of life are there always. Adhyati, Adhibhoti, Adhidevi. But we are accustomed to suffering and we say suffering is happiness. That is called Maya. Actually, material life is this body. As soon as we get this body, it means suffering. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaya prinoti nasadhu manne jato atmanoyam asannati klesada asadhiva. Klesa. Material body means klesa. Suffering. Why you are using this fan? Because without fan, the body will be in pain. Painful condition. So we are adjusting, trying to counteract. But the position is misery. Therefore, whole plan of Vedic civilization, how to avoid this material body, that is called moksha. That is the plan. So Rishabhdev is advising that nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. People have become mad and they are doing everything which is not sanctioned by the Shastra. Pramatta. Pramatta means mad. And why they have become mad? Indriya pritaye, for sense-getting. There is no big hope. It is simply sense-getting. Sense gratification is there, even in the animal life. So, human life is not meant for sense gratification. That is also said in the Shastra. Nāyāṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmān arhadivī gujāṁi tapo dibbhaṁ putraka jena suddhed satyā jena brahmānandam anantam. So the human life is meant for tapasya, not for sense gratification. Sense gratification, the facility is there even in the hogs and dogs' life. So the human life is meant for jagga. We have got this chance, and especially in your province, there is Balaji, and Balaji has got sufficient income. That income should be utilized for satisfaction of Balaji, not other things. That is our request. People are suffering for want of God consciousness. So, everything should be spent for spreading God consciousness all over the world. At least, people are contributing to Balaji, so whatever Balaji's property is there, that should be utilized for Balaji's mission. Balaji's mission is, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jāyivaṁ paramaṁ guhyaṁ madhbhaktesho vidāśyati nacatasmāt manuṣyeshu kaścit nirpiyatita. Please, imam guhyaṁ, this confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita should be spread all over the world. People are suffering. And that is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He advises that Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ek Desh Jare Dako Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. So, it will be glory of India if we preach the message of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. We are accepting. And I wish that the Balaji's estate, Balaji's money should be spent for spreading Krishna consciousness, not for any other purpose. That is my name. Your question is?
Yes, Varnasama I wanted to do, Swamiji.
Yes. Varnasama Charuvata. The Varnana Ashram, I have already explained, just like for maintenance of the whole body, there are different parts. The brain, the arm, the belly, and the leg. Similarly, Varnasam means the head, Brahmana, the arms, Kshatriya, the belly, Vaishya, and the leg, Shudra. So, by nature, these divisions are there. Varna, four Varnas and four Ashrama. Four Varnas means social division and four Ashrama, spiritual division. So apart from spiritual division, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, the social division must be observed. The brain must be there. Brahman. Everything must be there. Not only the brain, the arms also required. Military department or Kshatriya department. Yuddhi cha palayanam. The Kshatriyas are so brave, they didn't go away from fighting the battlefield. This guy Arjuna was trying to become non-violent. Immediately, Krishna chastised him. Utaste kasmanam idam visamayi samupastitam anarja dushtam akirtikanam. Everything is required. It is not that everyone should become brahmana. Neither it is possible that everyone should be able to become brahmana. It is not so easy. But a class of brahmana must be maintained. Class of Brahmana must be there as ideal to consult with them. Similarly, a class of Kshatriya must be there, a class of Vaishya must be there. This is called Varnasam for the peaceful execution of material life. These things are required. Division. Just like in your government, you have got some different ministerial department. You have introduced this minister is for this department, this thing. Similarly, the brain department must be there. Without brain, even suppose a madman, he has got his hands and legs, but it is useless because the brain is lost. The brain must be there. So, this Varnasam, revival of Varnasam is required. A class of men, Brahmana, Sattva, Sama, Dama, Titikha, Ajava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahmagandhava. As there are different educational systems, there must be an educational institute where these things are taught, how to become truthful, how to become self-controlled, how to become full in knowledge, how to become full believer in Supreme Personality of Godhead, astikam. In this way, as there is necessity of engineer, as there is necessity of medical man, as there is necessity of so many other departmental things, similarly, a department of Brahmana, a department of Kshatriya, that education must be that in this age, because nobody is interested, so everyone is Shudra. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Paricharyatmakam karyam Shudra Karma Svabhava. Everyone, all over the world, we are being educated to seek after some good service. Paricharyanti, he must have a good master, then his education will be. He cannot act independently. So therefore, in the Shastras it says that everyone is anxious to get a good job. Therefore, kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this age, almost everyone is Shudra. So, if Shudras are there only, if there is no Brahmana, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, that society will not prosper very much. If we accept the injunction of the Shastra, the Shastra Vidhimushritya Vartatita, so this Brahmana, or Kshatriya, Vaishya, it is not by birth, it is by qualification. Guna karma vibhava. Guna. One must acquire the quality of Brahmana and he must act as a Brahmana. Then he is Brahmana. Guna karma vibhava. Even in Shudra family, if one is born Shudra, but he has attained the quality of a Brahmana, he must be accepted as Brahmana. That is the Shastra, injunction. Jasahi jas lakshanam proktam varnami manjakam. Jadi annatra pi viseta tatte naiva vinidviseta. Jadi annatra, if the quality of Brahmana is found in a person who is born in a Shudra family, he should be accepted as Brahmana. Similarly, if the quality of Brahmana is found in Shudra, or the Shudra quality found in Brahmana, I mean it is a birth by caste as it is going on now. So Narad Muni has said, this is a statement from Narad Muni, most, the greatest authority. Jadi annatra vidisheta tatte naiva vinidvisheta. So birth is not the final thing. If one is born in a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, he has got the facility to become quickly a Brahmana. But if he has no quality, if he does not practice, then he is not to be accepted as Brahmana. You may be a son of a high court judge, but unless you have got the quality of high court judge, it is not that because you are born of high court judge, you become high court judge. That is not the quality. So therefore I say that there must be educational institution for training Brahmana, Kshatriya, especially. And Vaishyas, they do not require any academical career. Kisi guru shavanityam vaishya karma svabhavam. They can learn simply by associating with another vaishya. But Brahmana especially require education, Vedic, patan patan jajan jajan lana pratigraha. Kshatriya also required education. Others, they may not require education, practical training. These things should be introduced. Then human society will be perfect. Not by birth, but by quality, by education, by training, but that is possible. So your answer?
You have an institution for training this Swamiji?
Yes. I have got so many ideas.
In Hyderabad.
Okay.